7:50 on Connect FM. It is your morning connection for a Tuesday. We got a group of young people here. They've been working hard on the latest musical, the spring musical for the DuBois Area High School. And they have made the sacrifice of coming in here this morning instead of showing up at school early. So we appreciate that very much. But the musical that's coming up is Nice Work If You Can Get It. It's a musical comedy, and it's going to be presented this Thursday through Saturday. So let's start over here, and we're going to have each of you introduce yourself. Just tell us your name and what class you're in this year.
Hi, my name is Addison Love, and I am a junior at DuBois.
All right.
My name's Ian Jay, and I'm also a junior.
Okay.
My name is William Penvos, and I'm also a junior.
All right, we got three juniors here. That's awesome. So we might be talking to you next year for whatever musical you present next year.
That's the goal.
All right. Now we're going to listen to each of you again as you tell us what your role is in Nice Work If You Can Get It. So, Addison, let's start with you.
I am playing Billy Bendix, and she is a tough and feisty bootlegger.
All right. Super.
I'm playing Jimmy Winter, and he's a wealthy playboy who kind of gets everything handed to him.
Okay.
I am Cookie McGee, and I'm actually one of Addison's character's partners in the musical, also a bootlegger.
Sounds good, Cookie. All right, so let's talk about the musical a little bit more in depth, and any of you can chime in on this to answer it. You know, Nice Work If You Can Get It. It's a Gershwin piece, I guess, and a romantic comedy. How does romance work into this story?
Well, the main romance is between the bootlegger Billy and then Jimmy, because Jimmy's mother wants him to marry a real woman and not like some like cheap chorus girl, as he says earlier. In the show. So the whole tension with that is he wants to marry Billy but knows his mother would never approve. So there's that internal struggle.
Okay, great. Now, what's the setting for the story?
It's set in New York, mainly Long Island, on like in a little a huge beach house.
Huge beach house.
Okay. And this is I assume because you're talking about bootleggers, must be set during Prohibition?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
All right, so early 1900s. So sounds like an interesting story. Now, why don't we have each of you tell us what's your favorite song or part of the story?
Well, I will say for me, my favorite song is Someone to Watch Over Me, which is my character Billy's song, and I really like it because she is somebody that has always been kind of taking care of herself and on her own, and she runs a bootlegging operation and kind of has a tomboyish look and like feel about her. And Someone to Watch Over Me, that's the first time that we really see beyond that. Yeah. And I mean, like, Billy's only human, so in that song she's just going through singing about all the things that she wants, because every human wants connection and love, and she just wants someone to look out for her like she looks out for everyone else.
That's a great pick, and I know that's probably one of the more recognizable songs, as well as Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, I think is another.
Yes.
And Did I Steal Your Thunder? Either of you guys are going to pick that song, or tell us your favorite part or song of the play.
My favorite song in the entire musical is Will You Remember Me, by far. I don't sing in it. Uh-huh. The other two do, but it's just extremely emotional, and it's a very beautiful song, and they always do wonderful singing it. Uh-huh. And they do a really great job, and it makes me cry sometimes backstage listening to it.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, that always works, right?
Yes.
How about you, Ian?
I would say mine is probably the opening number, Sweet and Lowdown. It's just a really fun, upbeat party tune, and we all have this big dance number, and there's a lot of like crazy moves and such, and it's just really a fun song to be a part of.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for sharing, guys, and nice work if you can get it. It's coming up. It's you guys open up, what, Thursday night?
Thursday night, yes. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be Thursday and Friday and Saturday, so three opportunities, and I've got some details here. The tickets will be available at the door. You can get them online as well. You can check out the high school website to see that web address where you can order tickets. And they are $8 for adults, $5 for students, and for senior citizens. And it is reserved seating. So that is nice work if you can get it. And, guys, you're all ready, you think?
Oh, yeah.
All yeah. Right.
Yes.
It'll be great.
Good
confidence, and hope that it goes well for you. And thanks for coming in and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.